This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live. And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, tonight, the vagabond member of Arbalest Quarrel is all vagabonding somewhere in France, I think. So tonight, joining us from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
I think at some point in the near future, we need to sit down, me and your two partners from, you know, I can be your reference and your witness. And we can sit down with your two other partners at Arbalest Quarrel, and I can just go, how come Roger has to show up at every one of these things?
Because they don't.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. We need to, you know, income equity, you know, that kind of thing. Isn't that what the left is always clamoring for?
I need you as my agent.
Anyway, so tonight we won't have that fine color commentary that Stephen provides, but that's okay. We're going to discuss facts and stuff such as that. So, sir, where would you like to kick off tonight?
Well, I know that you had mentioned earlier today, Bill, we could probably spend a few minutes talking about the primary elections, actually the gubernatorial election in California, which...
Right.
It was actually pretty interesting. After I spoke with you, I took a look online and in the papers. And what's interesting about California is that, and in this particular primary, was the number of individuals who were running for various offices. And the gubernatorial race was one of the biggest. Apparently, there was something like at least two dozen candidates for, I guess, Jerry Brown's spot. And as it turns out, what was interesting, too, as I read about California's open primary, is that it doesn't matter that a Democrat would, for example, be running against Republican for the final face-off. Actually, it's the two leading candidates, regardless of party. And it just so happened that John Cox, a Republican, apparently was the number two, or maybe the number one, and this Gavin Newsom, who apparently is the present lieutenant governor of California,
right.
They'll be facing off in November. And I just hope that John Cox could win. Actually, to Californians, that would probably be as big a shock as Trump winning the national election in 2016. And but when you look at what Gavin Newsom stands for, you would wonder why anyone would actually support him. We can begin with this idea of gun safety. Now, that's obviously a euphemism for gun restrictions. We would probably say eventually gun confiscation. And what I found most interesting was the fact that back in 2015, Newsom was a proponent of a background check for ammunition,
right,
apart from firearms. So this was another constraint. And when you look at the Penal Code of California, by far the largest sections involve firearms and ammunition, and it goes on and on and on and on. And actually, as it turns out, this particular, going forward in time, this universal ammunition background check has a passed. And it is very stringent. Basically, anyone who purchases a firearm, obviously, they have to buy ammunition. The particular ammunition that they want, the particular number of rounds that they want, this all has to be recorded. And Gavin Newsom feels that this is the way to go. And obviously, he would be playing to a pretty broad base, but by no means the only base in California. So I'm sure that there are actually you would probably know, Bill, how many Californians actually do own firearms. If there's
right around 9 million.
Nine million. Well, that's a pretty substantial number.
That's twice the number of people in my state.
Yeah. So. And so I think this John Cox, who obviously supports the Second Amendment, though not originally, even Trump, if we go back far enough, I think he was originally a Democrat. And for that, even George Bush, for that matter, supported a ban on semi-automatic weapons. I always hesitate to use the expression assault weapons because what they're really referring to is any semi-automatic weapon, eventually right. All of them. And apparently this John Cox was a proponent of an assault weapons ban, too, when it, perhaps it was fashionable way back when. Well, obviously it's not now. And if he were to fall into the same game plan as Gavin Newsom, well, then he might as well forsake the nomination right now. But apparently he doesn't. He was also, as I read back, well, now he supports a border wall, but he originally was against that. And he now supports, I believe, the death penalty, but he was against that, too, originally.
You know. Well, I mean, yeah, it's okay for them to go back and forth on that, because Schumer advocated for that back in 2012. He wanted a border wall, and, you know, he wanted he was real strong against immigration and all this other stuff. So, I mean, it just depends on whose flag is flying at the White House on any given time as to what they support, I guess.
And that's really the problem we have with any politician. It just seems that ultimately they're really out for themselves. So they look at which way the wind is blowing, how large their base is, and they do the mathematics in their head. And that's the position that they have. So even with those individuals that we would support, it really does behoove us to consider, well, would this individual be the sort that would change his mind or his position down the road?
I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to tell you about something that happened this will tell you all you need to know about politicians. And when I get done with it, you're going to be very upset. You're going to be very, very upset when I get done with it, because this kind of reveal is one of these things that doesn't get out there that much, but it really did happen. It happened in the Midwest. It happens in St. Louis, of all places. Mm. And this is going to be something that when we talk about it, and, you know, one thing that, and I want to ask you, I'll ask you about this. I'm not even going to tell you what I'm going to ask you about, because we're coming up to where I need to tell everybody to go to arbalestquarrel.com to find the stuff that you write. Find, you know, tell them that you're a featured writer at ammoland.com. And, you know, when your vagabond partner is in town, well, you two are here on Wednesday nights. And when he's out of town, well, you're here on Wednesday nights, at least until we get your contract renegotiated.
I'm working on it right now.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, and I'm about to blow his mind. Are you ready for your mind to be blown, Roger?
I'm ready, Bill.
Okay, first of all, would you would you call St. Louis a big city?
I would think it's a pretty fair-sized city, yes.
Now, with a lot of big cities, they have boroughs or aldermen, or, you know, they have aldermen in Chicago, they have aldermen in St. Louis and everything. And in a lot of cases, the aldermen are actually the ones running the cities, right? They're like the city bosses in their own little fiefdoms, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Now, would you also agree that wherever there is economic prosperity, crime goes down?
I would accept that. I believe that's a true fact.
Well, you know, economic opportunity, better education, that kind of, all the stuff that comes with economic prosperity, given time, crime goes down. So here we are in St. Louis.
Sure.
Now, St. Louis in the 1990s, there were a lot of vacant lots and abandoned homes there. 17,000 of them in St. Louis. 17,000 abandoned lots and homes. And the numbers were growing. And that became sort of like their cancer. It was killing the city from the inside out. Very few new homes were built, not because there was not a demand for new homes, but because crime was so bad there that whatever you built during the day, you built during the day was stolen during the night. So in St. Louis, I think it was 1992 or 91, a grand total of 27 new houses actually were managed to be built there.
27.
So a group comes along, and they've got a plan. They've got a plan. It's a pretty radical solution that would overcome the many, you know, the site problems of the tools and everything. It overcame them. It would provide affordable houses, attractive houses, and it would actually bring a new industry to St. Louis with new jobs for the inner city and a training ground for the high-skilled, high-paying job. And what they decided to do was go to pre-assembled housing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing they did was they sold that to the unions. They said, look, we know you're opposed to manufactured housing, but that's because it's manufactured not here, right? So what if it was manufactured here? What if we set up a factory here to do the manufactured housing? And they said,
all in.
They were all in. And then they said, now you understand we're going to have to bring some manufactured housing in from the outside to do this proof of concept. And they said, that's fine as long as we do what we're talking about. Then they went to the mayor. They went to the mayor. And the mayor has decided that since it was going to be a union set up in town that was going to create jobs, that he would take these lots. And the city would offer these lots, because now the city had control of these lots, and they would either give them to the home builders or sell them to them for $1,000 or something, in, you know, between $1,000 and nothing.
Yeah, virtually nothing.
And the mayor was happy with this. He understood the necessity of keeping costs down to make the houses super affordable, and he knew it was going to benefit the city and the surrounding. The union pledged $40 million in financing, mortgage financing assurances, right? So it's off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the meetings with the various community organizations had started, and the program was hailed. They even gave it a name, the St. Louis Housing Incentive Program, or SHIP.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted one of these things. They were lining up all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the city's aldermen stepped in. See, what had not been considered with this is that the aldermen, their districts where they were aldermen, would be reshaped and basically repopulated with new people that might not want them to be aldermen.
Yeah. So
they
nixed
they
the whole thing.
No, they didn't nix it. What they did was they got with the people that issued the permits, they made sure that the process was so slow and so expensive that it became like quicksand. And the city of St. Louis is actually ruled by aldermen, and their power was greater than the mayor's and the union. So in 2 years, SHIP was only able to manufacture 6 houses.
That was it.
And after all of these things got set up, and after all of these assurances and all this mortgage financing got set up and everything else, they closed the office and threw in the towel.
All right. So the problem was the perceived erosion of the aldermen's powers. They would do nothing that would possibly impact negatively on that power.
Right, and their decision was to make sure that they managed to keep power.
Mm-hmm.
And keep power over, I guess, you know, a festering, decaying, you know, community around them. Now, here's the thing to think about. Within the Trump, with the Trump administration, which with each passing day, I'm beginning to think we'll see a Trump term too. What if Trump were to decide to do something like this on the federal level? See, if he did it on the federal level, he can go to the, you know, the feds can step in and tell the aldermen, get out of our way. You know, Trump is a construction kind of guy, I mean. But, I mean, when you think about politicians wanting to stay in power and how they want to stay in power and have everybody not armed and everything else, I think this is a really decent illustration of what they will do to the people that trust them in the name of keeping their power.
Could the public possibly have a recall of these aldermen or change the maybe an amendment to the Constitution?
I don't know how that would work in St. Louis. With things as they stood, they would have had to have had a house to live in, which they were trying to get built, and then they could have maybe tried to go that route. But they never got to the point of where they actually lived there, so that never became a thing that they could do. So as of this moment, SHIP doesn't exist anymore, and none of these people, six houses in 2 years, which I thought 27 houses in a year was bad, but six houses in 2 years, that's what the left does for you, six houses. Pre-manufactured housing, it's like they can't move, these houses that come in sections in there. They just can't make it happen. So.
The wonders of government.
Hey. So now you know, and a lovely example. It doesn't have to be theory anymore. Here is a beautiful example of government when they're in charge.
Destroying enterprise.
There you go. Destroying enterprise. We're coming up on the next break, and Barbarous Quarrel will... He'll be talking more next time. I just wanted to blow his mind a little bit. I don't get to very
much. But you did.
Yeah. Arbalist Quarrel, arbalistquarrel.com. There you will find the legal writings of one Roger Katz, who does exhaustive research, exhaustive investigation before he puts pen to paper. And then when he puts pen to paper, well, what he's laying out is sort of indisputable. Featured writer at ammoland.com and collaborator here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
USA Radio News.
President Trump will be taking part in the G7 this weekend in Canada. One of the things to be discussed will be the trade imbalance between the United States and other countries. Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to talk about one thing that's always forgotten when it comes to discussing trade deficits.
Trade is largely beneficial to this country, and one of the things that people misinterpret is they talk about this trade deficit as if it's sort of money we've lost. Everyone has a deficit with people they buy stuff from. So I have a deficit with my grocery store. Texas may well have a deficit with Oklahoma or vice versa, but it's an artificial measurement and it does not measure prosperity. You want to know whether your country has more trade or less.
Earlier today at the White House, President Trump signed the VA Mission Act bill, which will help the veterans out. President Trump and the First Lady today also took part in a FEMA hurricane briefing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Roger Katz from Arbalist Quarrel. So then, enough of me talking. I didn't have you on the show just so I could talk about to myself. What else is on your mind?
I happened to take a look at the New York Times a couple days ago, and you know, a few weeks ago, we had been talking, actually, for a few segments about the attempt of basically the left in this country to rewrite history. And in line with that was the intent of these people to basically remove statues of Confederate generals, war heroes, and statesmen.
Right.
And I apparently that took place across many states, from Louisiana probably all the way up to South and North Carolina, South Carolina, your state. But at any rate, what was really disconcerting when I read this article the other day was the fact that there are new statues that are being put up now. And in Alabama, a couple of these statues basically make heroes, I guess, of the of the slaves. And they basically, it's an attempt to place guilt, I think, on the entire white race. And they do this by putting up these statues showing that there were lynchings down south. And the idea with these statues basically be in your face of look what these Southerners, by extension, all white people did to these poor people down here. Now, I'm not suggesting that lynching of anyone is a good thing. But I'm sure that it wasn't a common practice either. And it's in line also with, I understand, in Washington, D.C., they're putting up, and I think we mentioned this before, too, a statue of Marion Barry?
Right.
The gentleman that was mayor.
Former mayor. Yep.
Of D.C. and happened to be caught on camera smoking a illegal substance. But apparently the feeling is that, well, he's a proper individual in any state or the District of Columbia to receive accolades. But meanwhile, we'll take down the statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis and Beauregard and so forth because we want to rewrite history. And then put up these new statues that reflect a new position. And the thing that goes around and around in my head as we started Herbalist several years ago, and as I had pointed out, our motto was a matter of honor, one man moves to another to manifest the truth by St. Thomas Aquinas. And what we have today is are these narratives, basically. And you could say that one piece of news is fake and another is true or whatever you want. But the fact is, it's the narrative behind a particular declarative statement that one really has to be concerned about. I'll give you a case in point. I was listening to NPR today. I was coming back from dinner, having to turn it on. And I guess their program called Fresh Air. And they happened to be interviewing an individual. His name was Clinton Watts. And apparently he made headlines when he testified before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence regarding Russian interference in the 2016 election, I should say. I presume, we'll say Russian interference. And as it turns out, he's a contributor to NBC, no secret there, that he would be a liberal. Apparently, he's a fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute, and he was a senior fellow at the Center for Cyber and Homeland Security at George Washington University. At any rate, he seemed to backtrack on this and said, well, you know, the big problem today is disinformation at home. Not disinformation that the Russians provided or may have provided. And the show host asked the question, he says, can you give me an example of disinformation, of false information? And what he immediately said was, well, yes, this idea that Trump had put out about Spygate. And he said that, well, there was this idea that Barack Obama was behind inserting a spy into the Trump campaign. And he said, well, that's just a pack of lies. Well, it is and it isn't. And if I was going to ask a question of this individual, I would put out that, well, you were being a little bit slippery with this notion, because the New York Times itself had admitted back in May, and I think a couple times since, that there was an informant, whether you want to call him a spy, whatever. It was an individual that was inserted into the Trump campaign to attempt to turn an individual in order eventually to basically create havoc in the campaign. And yeah, it may not have been that Obama himself truthfully had inserted a spy, but it was the FBI. You know, one of the names that constantly comes out is this Stephen Helper, who apparently has gone missing the last few weeks. But apparently he's been on the payroll of both the FBI and the CIA for some time and has made a bundle of money basically operating as a shoe fly. for whoever wanted to use him. So he's an unsavory character. But what's interesting is to hear this guy talk about this information, and he's trying to show that this whole notion of Spygate was false, when in fact he has said no such thing. He simply tried to show a declarative statement to be false that, yes, Obama himself did not insert a spy. Well, Obama doesn't run the CIA or the FBI, but he could very well have put forth the order. And as it turns out, it appears that there wasn't anything that he didn't know about going after Trump and supporting Hillary Clinton. But I find on almost anything that we talk about and hear about, especially on the Second Amendment issue, there's always a narrative behind it. So you could say, well, yes, there was a mass shooting at Santa Fe High School and at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Right.
And there was also one in 99 in Columbine, and then in 2012 in Sandy Hook. And
right.
That's it, basically. So you've got, as it turns out, there's over 98,000 public schools in this country.
Let me get you to hold right there before you start giving out the facts, because we got to go into break. But I want you to give out all of those numbers when we get back. ArbalistQuarrel.com is where you can find the writings of Roger Katz and Stephen DeAngeli and their third partner, who we never hear from, but I know him. I know him. So anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic.
Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We have been talking about politicians and all the other stuff and all the lies and all the fun stuff that makes up the gun grabbers. But you are about to go into the part where you start showing how extremely rare it is for a school to be the barrel that the fish are, you know, shooting the fish in the barrel.
Yeah. Actually, I was looking at the statistics. I went to the site, the National Center for Educational Statistics, NCES, and the latest statistics for the 2013 through 2014 a period of time shows that there are over 98,000 public elementary and secondary schools in this country, and another 33,600 private schools. And of course, there's I believe over 7,000, I think they've said over 7,000 post-secondary schools, colleges, universities. And when we look at the number of mass shootings just at the elementary and secondary schools, whether public or private, there appears to be just these four shootings. And when you realize that these mass shootings are literally a drop in the bucket compared to, let's say, the kind of homicides that are endemic in Chicago and in New York and basically in Cleveland, for that matter, that have very restrictive gun laws and would like to have more restrictive gun laws. Nonetheless, when we look at these school shootings, they're literally a drop in the bucket. And even those few need not have happened and should not have happened. Obviously, there were problems, like I would say, at the back end, because there was virtually no reasonable, effective security. And in the front end, there was a problem as well, because you either had the government authorities that failed to take action when they should have, when they knew, for example, of the killer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas did nothing. And then you have family members For example, in Columbine, also in the Santa Fe shooting, where the guns were not secured from young people living in a household. And in Columbine, too, actually, at least with one of the kids, probably both, but certainly one definitely had mental health problems and had been undergoing some treatment and had apparently purchased these firearms from third parties, adults, who knew or should have known that they cannot sell these firearms to these young people. But all those facts are lost in the hype that comes out from the mainstream media. And because they, the mainstream media, being predominantly liberal, controls the airwaves, controls the newsprint, people see these articles and they're blowing up out of all proportion to any reasonable semblance. And it's done for the purpose, of course, to impose ever more stringent gun laws on the law-abiding citizen. And, of course, we go back to the New York Safe Act, and the New York Safe Act is still the model by which all ever restrictive gun laws are measured. And, of course, New York had always very restrictive gun laws, but the New York Safe Act became more restrictive as a result of the Sandy Hook incident. And, you know, I go back to a the statement that Cuomo has on his site, on the New York Safe Act site. And he says, quote, "The Safe Act stops criminals and dangerously mentally ill from buying a gun by requiring universal background checks on gun purchases, increases the penalties for people who use illegal guns, and mandates life in prison without parole for anyone who murders a first responder, and imposed the toughest assault weapons ban in the country." And all that is well and good, except that he adds, "For hunters, sportsmen, and law-abiding gun owners, this new law preserves and protects your right to buy, sell, keep, or use your guns," which is absolutely false. And what I am attempting to do now and basically isolate the three primary strategies that we see enforced in attempting to impose ever more restrictive gun laws at the state level. And God forbid, if the Democrats ever take the House, we can see federal legislation possibly as well. What they are attempting to do is extend the realm of guns that are to be banned or confiscated. They want to extend, increase the domain of people who are not permitted to own or possess firearms of any kind. And they want to make more repugnant and more difficult, more onerous, the ability of those individuals who can own and possess firearms from doing so without offending the law. And I find all this fascinating also in one other respect, because there is one truism, I think, that would define conservatives around the country. And I go back to it over and over again. And it does bear repeating. And it's the idea that this country will remain a free republic so long as the Bill of Rights exists. And I mean exists in practice, and not simply because the basic rights and liberties, the natural rights and liberties codified, have not been repealed, because it'd be next to impossible that they can be. But what we see is in California as a microcosm of what could very well be in store for the rest of the country. I would not like to believe that California, however it goes, so goes the rest of the country. Before that happens, I really would like to see California quarantine. But basically, the people like Jerry Brown and that mayor, do you remember her name, of San Francisco?
One that, are you talking about the Oakland mayor that alerted?
Oh, yes, that it, right. I forget her name offhand.
I do too.
But at any rate, some things are best left to memory anyway.
Sure,
I think
sure.
Those two people would be them. But they believe in what we would refer to as conditional rights, that any rights that people have are those that do not offend the collective, do not offend the powers that be. And we see in this a basic dichotomy of conditional rights versus natural rights. And I remember talking to a party that I know in the NRA.
We're about to run out of time, so we'll have to hold it right there.
Sure.
There's just so many things to say and so little time to get it done, isn't there? Roger is at marvelousquarrel.com. You can find him there. Featured writer at amoland.com. And he's here every time we do Arbalest Quarrel here at Lock and Load. It's just his partner that isn't here all the time. So Roger has perfect attendance. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Well, thank you, Bill.
Yes,
appreciate
sir.
It.
Yes, sir. Bye. Coming up next from the NRA board, Tim Knight is going to come in here. We're going to talk about grassroots movements. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to those. I'll let him explain that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman Legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.